Today's lesson is looking at self-image from the perspective of, I guess you could say, our perceived limitations, my image of myself and what I can and cannot do, what is impossible, what is possible. When we do today's lesson, I want to really invite you to not feel, well, that's part of self-image, right? When I feel like, oh, I should be doing something, or I should be doing better, or I should be able to do this. Those are all the kinds of things that I want to look at today. What can I let go of in terms of my perceptions of my limitations, as well as my perceptions about myself because of my limitations? I know that sounds like a lot, but that's kind of where I want to go today. So today's lesson has some opportunities for looking at your limitations in a very unique way. So some of the movements are going to feel impossible for some people. Some of the movements will be, you know, kind of interesting or maybe frustrating, and then other movements will be surprising. And in all of those, we're going to look at how I see myself in that process. So all of you look so nicely comfortable lying down. So I just would like to invite you to come up to sitting just for a few moments, because one of the limitations that a lot of people feel, not everyone, is being comfortable sitting on the floor with the legs crossed. So just take a moment to feel what that's like right now, to sit on the floor with your legs crossed, and noticing whether it's easy to do, impossible to do, right? This is what we're looking at, is these potentials. What you feel underneath your sits bones as you're sitting there, whether you're able to sit without trying to support yourself with your hands or holding on to something so you don't tip over. Sensing the shape of your back as you're sitting, and noticing the relationship of your legs to the floor as you're sitting. So there's a lot of things to notice about how I choose to sit. And of course, you know, men are going to feel this differently than women. There are differences in the way our hip joints and our flexors are organized. So again, we're doing it without judgment, just checking in. And then just switch your legs. So noticing that even if you never sit like this, you had a habit of choosing one leg over the other. And just noticing, is there a reason why you like the first one better? For some people, it's really obvious, like, oh, yeah, right, I don't like this leg at all. Or for some people, it's not that much different. Again, noticing how this influences your posture and your sits bones and your sense of self, your self-image. I don't sit well like this. That's a self-image. And then lie down on your backs. So regardless of whether this posture changes over the course of a lesson or not, it's an opportunity to begin to examine oneself, to feel oneself. And today's lesson is going to be looking at the relationship of these hip flexors that open out to the side and how they relate to the tension or ease in your back. So as you're lying here with your legs long, there's more extension in your back, right? You feel a little bit more of an arch in your back than you would if your knees were bent, and we'll bend our knees in a minute. And you may be feeling a little bit more pulling in the front of yourself, in front of the lower belly, and where the legs come into the pelvis. And then just take a moment to sort of notice the rest of your torso, how your ribs are connecting to the floor, the space under the back of your neck, which very much relates to the space underneath your lumbar spine, and where your head touches the floor. Take a moment to notice your breathing. And throughout the lesson, even when you feel like you're experiencing challenge, can you remember this easy, comfortable breath that you're experiencing right now? and feel that you have the right to return to it anytime you want. And then bend your legs and bring your feet so that they're standing. And cross your right ankle across your left thigh so that the right knee is out to the side somewhere. And again, everyone's going to have a different angle there, just feeling that the knee is, you know, as far away from the face as is comfortable for right now. And interlace your fingers and place them underneath the back of your head. And folding your elbows up in the direction of the ceiling, can you begin just raising and lowering your head? Raising and lowering your head. And as you're raising and lowering your head, just because you're in a slightly asymmetrical position, just notice what you're feeling in the right hip, in the left hip. Notice if the two shoulder blades are doing something differently as you're lifting your head in this position. And you could just leave your hands there, because now you're going to add a movement. As you raise your head, can you lift your left leg off the floor so that you're bringing both legs in the direction of your elbows? You're also lifting your head. So you're lifting your head and you're lifting your elbows. And right away, notice for yourself, did you turn this into a workout? Are you trying to get your elbows to your knees? So see if you can let go of the idea that you need to get somewhere. And instead, pay attention to what you're feeling in the right hip joint and the right side of yourself as you lift. Keeping it easy. Maybe exhale as you lift so that you can really soften yourself. And as you do it, it's more important to think about that right knee being away from your face than it is to try to get close, right? So that left leg is pushing your right foot, but you're not trying to bring your right knee closer to you. You're thinking about bringing your left knee closer to you. And then let it go. Uncross your legs. Let your arms come down. And rest. And check in with yourself. A lot of people have a lot of tension in that hip joint area, right? They're always in yoga class telling us to, you know, stretch our piriformis muscle by doing variations of this movement. What's interesting for me in this lesson is the intention is less about trying to stretch as much as it is about looking at how I can relax my back so that muscle that's holding the leg tense can relax. So don't think about trying to stretch anything in the hip. If you start to feel like it's really too tense, don't go any further. Think of softening your back. And now bend your legs again and cross the right across the left again. And some of you are going to find, and probably most of you are going to find that putting your leg too high up is going to be too difficult. So what you're going to do is reach your left hand down to grab your right foot from underneath the sole of the foot, if possible. Now, if you can't reach that, you can grab an ankle, you can grab your pants leg, you can grab a sock. So you're holding with your left hand. And then you put your right hand under your head. And if you can have all your fingers together, it's ideal. If you can't, do what you got to do. And now your right hand is underneath your head, and you're going to continue lifting your left leg. And using a belt or a scarf is also an option if you're finding that it's absolutely impossible to reach. But if you are using a belt or a scarf, make sure that you're choked up enough that when you're reaching forward, your arm is straight, right? So you're not halfway down your belt. Again, sense your breath. Keep it soft. So you're lifting both legs. You're lifting both legs. So you're using your left leg to support you as you lift. And then everybody let it go and rest. So it's really interesting, isn't it? All we have to do is cross our legs or reach one hand to the opposite side, and the brain starts going, which one, what am I doing? Which, what am I supposed to be? How do I, which leg is it? Which arm is it? And then judgment comes in, or habit comes in. Oh, this is the way I always do it. So it's fascinating to take my time and notice how I'm choosing to do something, because this whole lesson is about, you know, the right and left side and how we relate to it with our breath and our hands. So now bend your legs again. And once again, cross the right across the left. This time, though, can you grab your right foot with your right hand? So some of you may be just grabbing at the ankle. If you can reach the top of your foot, then reach the top of your foot. Again, if you can only hold your calf, that's fine. Find what works for you, okay? But you're not holding from underneath. You're holding from the top. And then your left hand is under your head. And then once again, you're using your left leg to help you, right? So for some people, the right leg is in the air somewhere, and so you just kind of let that left leg come and meet it, whatever works. And again, you're raising your head as you're raising your legs. Remember, less is more. There's no need to do this in a way that's stressful for you. Don't hold it up in the air. You go up, you come down. You go up, you come down. Keep it easy. We're only at the beginning of the lesson. And then let it go and rest. And just take a moment in resting to just feel what the right side of you feels like comparing to the left side. What your breathing feels like on the right side comparing to the left side. What the right leg feels like right now. And then bend your legs, bring your feet so that they're standing. Cross your left ankle across your right thigh. And just take a moment with the leg hanging out there to feel, is this leg, hip, feel different? Do you feel like this one's more flexible or tighter? Just having a sense of what that's like. And now interlace your fingers non-habitually and put them underneath the back of your head. And then once again, begin raising your head as you raise both legs. Raising and lower. Again, remember, this is not a crunch class. So keep it easy, keep it soft. Don't feel you have to get to a certain place. And pay attention to that left knee, making sure that that left knee doesn't start crawling towards your left elbow. Even if that means you barely move at all, that's really where the benefit of the lesson comes from. Make sure that you're not tensing in your neck. Notice your jaw, and then let it go and rest. Sometimes I feel like what we're doing in this first part of the lesson is a lesson in itself, that so many times when there's tension in the back or in the hips, just taking a few minutes to do the sequence that we're doing now can sometimes provide an incredible relief. Because, you know, when we sit and we're compressing our spine and our legs are in that flexed position all day long, it really does impact on what you're feeling in your hip joints. And doing these movements can really, really support you. And then bend your legs, bring your feet to standing, and cross your left leg across your right again. And grab your left foot with your right hand and put your left hand underneath your head. And once again, bring both legs in the direction of your head as you raise your head. Again, it's just really great sometimes to just notice, for example, whether you're doing extra work in your shoulder. And I found it really, really interesting also how it impacted on my arm, the arm and the shoulder, feeling that diagonal relationship, as especially when the leg comes down, how it pulls the shoulder. This is important for later in the lesson, so make sure you're not tensing too much in that shoulder or in that upper chest area, right? And then allow the shoulder to yield when you're bringing your leg down. And then let it go and rest. And then once again, bend your legs, bring that left leg across. This time holding your left foot with your left hand in any way that you can grab it. Putting your right hand underneath your head. And again, lifting both legs as you lift your head, bringing your elbow in the direction of your legs. So your elbow is facing the ceiling when you're lying down so that you can do it easily. Again, remember, less is more. Some of you are still doing crunches. See if you can be a little lighter with yourself, even lighter. There's more challenges ahead. Check in on that easy breathing. And then let it go and rest. Now, bend your legs and bring your right ankle across your left thigh again. And can you once again hold your right foot with your left hand in whatever way feels easy for you? And let your right arm be somewhere by your side with the palm down. Doesn't really matter too much right now. And could you begin a movement while holding onto your foot of letting yourself roll a little bit to the right, as if your knee wanted to come to the floor? And you can let your head roll, you can let everything roll, just letting it roll down and just feeling that pull across yourself. You'll find that your left leg wants to tip over, that's okay. And then could you let this roll bring your leg all the way to the floor until you roll up to maybe even being on your right elbow? So you might need to move your arm in order to place where that'll go. So you kind of end up almost in sitting, or maybe even find yourself in sitting. There's no rush. Don't force it, but just play with that movement of letting, you know, don't let go of your foot. Just find a way to let yourself roll. Notice the place where you strain or work. And if you don't get up, that's okay. and then let it go, roll onto your backs and rest. Just notice how you feel. Is there a little voice in the self-image that's going, good job, you did it, or I don't get it, I just don't get it? What's the voice? What's going on in there as you lie there? And then bend your legs, bring your feet to standing, cross your left leg across your right. So it's interesting. Now the brain is already going, oh, I know what happens next, right? So how does it feel to be going from the unknown to the known? So holding on to the foot with the right hand, just do the tilting a few times. So feeling how this leg pulls your arm, pulls you to roll to the side. Don't take it all the way up yet. Just feel that movement of yielding, of surrender, of allowing. Let your neck relax. And some of you are already going for it, so go ahead. And if you want to start to play with the idea of rolling to your side and coming up to sitting, or at least coming up to your elbow, you don't have to come all the way up to sitting if you don't want to. Those of you who have come up to sitting, just notice what you've chosen to do with your right leg. Notice the moment where you feel a need to hold your breath or strain or push in order to accomplish. And can you let go of that? Don't even worry. If you can't get up, don't get up. And then let it go. Roll onto your backs and rest. And bend your legs. And bring your right ankle across your left knee. And this time, you can hold the top of your foot or you can hold your ankle, but with your right hand. Your right hand, your right foot. And your other hand is down by your side somewhere. Now, could you just begin rolling to your left? Just roll to your left and return, right? So you'll notice that you roll to your left and at a certain point, your foot comes to the floor maybe. So see if you can do it where the sole of your foot finds the floor instead of the inside edge of your foot. So your knee remains more or less vertical. And as you're doing that, notice that your left leg tips over so that your leg is bent underneath you. And now, could you imagine somehow letting your right knee, once you've rolled over, and you have to do it all in one movement, so everybody come to your back. Once you've rolled over, letting your right knee move downward in such a way that you come up to sitting with your legs somewhat crossed. It doesn't have to be perfect. We're just at the beginning of the lesson, and don't force it. If it doesn't come all the way to crossed, or if you only come part of the way up, or you end up with your foot still standing, that's all good right now. And if you're looking at me going, what is she talking about? I see a few faces. You know, just take it easy and see, how could you come up to sitting without letting go of your foot? Without letting go of your foot. Don't force it if it doesn't come yet. We've got time. And then let it go and rest. And then bend your legs and cross your left across your right. And hold your foot with your left hand or your ankle, whichever one works. And now begin rolling to your right. Just the roll. Don't worry about coming up to sitting. Just feel the roll first. Feel how your foot can kind of find the floor there. Your other arm is down beside you. It's not behind your head. And then only if it feels like it's just this organic feeling, you know, your right leg is bending underneath you, and then that foot finds the floor and your knee moves away from you, and you come up to sitting more or less with your legs crossed. In some fashion of crossed legs. It might, like I said, it might be that your foot is still standing. You might find that you actually are able to put that left knee down on your ankle. Just play. Find what's possible. We start with what's possible and then we move to the impossible. Notice if you're crunching onto your elbow or tensing in your right shoulder. See if you can soften your back even more. And then let it all go and rest. And just check in with yourself, just noticing, what are you feeling in your back right now, in your hips? And now bend your legs, bring your feet so that they're standing, and cross your right ankle across your left leg. This time, can you take your left hand and hold your right knee? So you're bringing it across yourself and you're holding your right knee. And now just begin a movement of your right knee moving downward away from you so that it pulls your arm, it pulls your shoulder, it pulls your neck. You're not rolling now. You're not rolling. You're not rolling. But as it's pulling you, can you let your head come up? As your knee is pulling your arm and shoulder, you look up as if you want to look at what's going on up there. So let your head come up. Exhale, soften in your back. So your knee pulls away as your head comes up. I know some people feel like there's tension in the neck. For the moment, if it helps you and you want to put your hand underneath your head, you can, but it's going to get in your way in a minute. But just feel that feeling of your head kind of going up towards your knee. Now, can you use that movement to roll yourself straight up? Instead of rolling to the side, your knee pulls away, your head comes up, and you roll up your elbow to sitting. And by the way, if you need to straighten your left leg in order to do that, please feel free. If you can do it without straightening, that's fine. But just play with how could you, don't swing yourself, don't grit your teeth. I see some people already gritting their teeth. It's not about, remember, it's not about getting up. It's not about rolling. You're not rolling. You're picking up your head, letting the knee pull your arm until you come up to sitting. And Come up to sitting with that left leg straight instead of bent underneath you. That'll help. Let that knee pull your arms so that both shoulders come up off the floor. So think of curling, softening. I told you we were going to do something impossible. And then there's some of you that are like, what's the big deal? This is so easy, right? We all have different places where we grip. And then bend your legs, bring your feet to standing, cross your left across your right. Hold your left knee with your right hand. And if you need to for right now, put your left hand underneath your head so that you can feel how this knee pulls you into flexion, right? You're going into flexion. You're not rolling. You're not doing one of those surrender moves. You're softening the whole top of your chest as the knee pulls you away. Exhale as you lift your head. And then put your arm, your left arm down by your side. Let your body be soft. As the knee pulls you, your head comes up, your right leg straightens, and you come up to sitting. Just rolling up that elbow. Just rolling up that elbow. Yeah, don't roll all the way to your side. See if you can just roll straight up. Straighten your right leg as you're coming up. It'll help you. Notice that moment where you're forcing. Notice where you don't breathe. And then let it go and rest. And we'll all succeed in a minute. So don't feel like you have to succeed right now. Again, noticing where you are in your own sense of yourself and your quote unquote accomplishment. And just check in and notice how your back is resting on the floor right now. And now bend your legs, bring your feet to standing. Cross your right across your left again. Your right across your left. And this time, if you can you hold your foot with both hands? And remember the movement that we did earlier where you lifted both legs up in the air in the direction of your head? This time, just don't do it yet. This time, as you lift, could you add a swing of your left leg as if you wanted to lift your pelvis off the floor and swing your left leg in the direction of your head, and then see if that can swing you up to sitting, still holding your foot. I'm going to say it all again. So you swing your legs up in the direction of your head. Your pelvis will come a little bit off the floor. Don't pick up your head until your leg starts to swing you down. Don't force it. There's a bit of momentum involved, but it shouldn't be a violent thing. Relax your shoulders, relax your upper chest. Don't grit your teeth. Exhale as you come up. And if all you do is the swing and you don't get up there, that's okay. Those of you, however, who have found it really easy to swing, can you swing up and end up with your left foot standing so that your left foot is standing and your leg is across your knee and feel how that influences that hip flexor? Notice if you're having fun yet. And then let it go and rest. And what does it mean when I'm not having fun? What's going on? Sometimes it's an old story. And then bend your legs, cross your left across your right, hold your foot with both hands, and then once again, you raise your legs and swing that right leg so that it straightens up over your head and then swings you up to sitting. Notice if you do a little extra tension in your shoulders on the way up. See if you can soften your shoulders, soften your neck. Don't force it. Remember, you're not rolling to the side here. You're rolling straight up and down. Straighten your right leg and swing it. Even if you don't get all the way up, it's okay. Let your arms lengthen. Let your shoulders relax. Be soft with yourself. And then let it go and rest. This is one of my favorite complicated lessons, and I've held off teaching it. How many years have I been doing this online class? I've held off teaching it all these years because there's just so many moving parts and there's so many challenges to my perceptions about myself. I just want to thank you all for allowing me to feel safe enough with this group that I can give you this challenge and know that you're taking it as a learning experience and not a judgment of yourselves. So now bend your legs, bring your feet to standing. Bring your right ankle across your left knee. And could you hold your right foot with your left hand and your knee with your right hand? So now the left foot is going to stay on the floor. And you're just bringing the whole leg a little bit towards you as you lift your head towards your leg. So you're lifting your leg towards your head and your head towards your leg. And you can leave your left foot on the floor unless it's really helping you. If it's really helping you, then please feel free. But make sure again that it's more foot and less knee coming towards you. And can you think before you lift your head, can you kind of bend your head forward so that your chin moves to your chest first? Before you lift, so that you can soften in your chest. Good. Now, pause a second. I'm going to add something to this. What you're going to do is you're going to bring your knee and head towards each other again in the same way. And then once you're up, you're going to stay up and you're going to use your head almost like a chicken pecking on your shin. It's as if your shin has become an ear of corn and you're kind of just pecking away up and down from your knee to your ankle, little pecks with the head, thinking of your chin leading the way. So you're not nodding your head. Your chin is leading the way slowly, slowly. You don't have to go fast. You don't have to be violent. You don't have to roll. You just stay up there and you're just moving your head and your neck. And everybody let it go and rest. And then bend your legs again. Cross your left across your right. Hold your foot and your knee. And just try the folding a few times, lifting the leg, lifting the head. Again, remembering that when you lift your head, you tuck your chin before you lift so that you can round your back. Think of your whole back pressing into the floor, widening, softening as you exhale, checking in on your easy breath. Good. And then the next time that your head is up and your leg is close to you, try that pecking movement again. Again, gently. You don't have to peck fast. No one's going to take your corn away. Easy, easy, easy. And then let it go and rest. And check in with yourself at this point and whether you feel fulfilled, exhausted, curious. Relaxed. And if you don't want to do the final Feldenkrais challenge or the finale, please just stay right here and enjoy the sensation of being in touch with the floor. If you'd like to just try one more thing, bend your legs, bring your right ankle across your left knee. Hold on to your foot with both hands. You're going to do the same movement that we did earlier, where you swing your left leg up in the direction of your head and bring yourself all the way up to sitting. But when you come up to sitting, can you tuck that left leg so you end up sitting with your legs crossed? So I'll say the whole thing again as you're doing it. You bring your leg up, you swing your straight leg up in the direction of your head, and then swing up to sitting. And as you come up to sitting, tuck that left leg underneath so that you come up to sitting with your legs crossed. And those of you who are resting, you can just imagine yourselves doing it. And again, some of you are still working way too hard. Relax your arm, relax your shoulders, and then pause the next time you're down and just switch your legs, try the other side. Swinging that right leg up in the air. So as you roll down, straighten the right leg in the direction of your head. And then everybody rest. Noticing your contact with the floor now. What you feel in your back, your hips, your ribs, your breath. Whether what you tried to do today was impossible, possible, or easy, as you reflect now, what's your perception of yourself in relationship to learning? And then roll any way you want up to sitting, your way, and just notice, how do you roll up to sitting now? What does it feel like now? And once you're sitting, come to sitting with your legs crossed again. And just feel whether you came all the way, you succeeded at all those rolling things, you got absolutely nowhere. What does it feel like right now to sit with your legs crossed? And then switch your legs to the other side and feel the same thing. See. Has there been a change? And for some of you for whom this was easy before, is it easier? Is it elegant, right? We go from the impossible to the possible to the easy to the elegant. Or as Feldenkrais put it, aesthetically pleasing. I don't know where elegant came from, but everybody uses it. And then when you're ready, come on up to standing. And just feel how your legs come into your pelvis now. The sense of the length of your spine. Take a walk around. And that is the end of today's lesson. Thank you all so much.